Translations of Torah, yet deeply layered, often containing theological and symbolic meanings that have been subject to centuries of interpretation. Among the most complex is Joseph's life, the territory of Shechem, and the mysterious figure of Melchizedek. Misinterpretations of these narratives, particularly through translation, have forged to theological assumptions that influenced religious textbooks with profound historical consequences. Joseph, despite attaining great power in Egypt, notably refrained from reuniting his father Jacob until circumstances forced the encounter. This silence has led some scholars to question whether Joseph's political and spiritual identity diverged from the collective destiny of Israel. Genesis 48:22 illustrate Jacob granted Ephraim, but not Joseph, the region of Shechem. This territory is significant, not only for its location, but also for its symbolic weight throughout biblical history. A common theological interpretation connects Ephraim with Melchizedek, a figure described in Genesis 14 as king of Shalem and priest of Le'el Elyon. Torah illustrate Melchizedek was authority over Shechem. Therefore, Ephraim, as heir to Shechem, might be identified with him as suggested from critical analysis associate the Hebrew text. Traditional translations often state that Melchizedek blessed Abraham, implying spiritual superiority. Still, original Hebrew text means Melchizedek surrendered Shechem and offered a tenth of all produce and benefit Abraham. Torah illustrate, Melchizedek is not portrayed as spiritually higher than Abraham, but is recognizing Abraham's covenantal authority. If Melchizedek is incorrectly seen as blessing Abraham from a position of higher rank, then Ephraim identical Melchizedek to be superior to Abraham, and by extension to Israel. The mentioned theological framework forged early Christianity faith. Drawing parallels between Joseph and Jesus, Christianity often portrayed Jesus as rejected brother, exalted despite rejection. This typology portrayed Jesus to be like Joseph, as if superior to Israel. As the result, Christianity interpretations assumed spiritual superiority over Judaism, reinforcing the idea that Christianity had replaced Israel in God's covenant, then Christianity symbolically associated with Esau, Edomites as if Jesus had red hair. Further distortions appeared in misinterpretation from Genesis 27:40, where wrong translation said Esau would break Israel's yoke from his neck, while Genesis 27:40 illustrate Isaac bound Esau's life serve Jacob. Then Christianity readings took the misinterpretation from Genesis 27:40 as divine justification for superseding Jewish tradition. Over time, those misinterpretations forged religious divisions and, in extreme cases, stimulated movements opposed to Torah till forged Nazism, fascism. Torah illustrate Dan's divine identity is Ali, identical Joseph's divine identity. Besides shroud of Torah analysis confirm crucified on cross had long hair. Then crucified was Nazarites associated with Dan tribe. Then crucified's divine identity is Ali. Genesis 49:22 illustrate Ali means nothingness, ignorance, identical letter Ayin. This means crucified was guilty, thus with guilty blood Israelite sin is forgiven. Then how come guilty was overvalued with spiritual admiration? How come guilty was worshipped as if God? This means Jesus represent a prominent rabbi from Judah bloodline, then Ali's slave was crucified on cross. However, Saul forged falsehood, then it became early Christianity, anti-Judah, anti-Torah movements. Christianity upon misinterpreted Melchizedek as if superior to Abraham, then forged radicalized Christianity, allied radicalized non-Christian groups with pro-Esau objective, forged anti-Torah, anti-Israelites movements. Nevertheless, a closer reading of Genesis reveals a different hierarchy. Jacob assigned Shechem to Ephraim, Joseph's son, not to Joseph directly. Tribal structures place Ephraim lower than Levi and Judah, reinforcing the traditional Jewish view value Judah sustain central leadership role. In conclusion, revisiting the original Hebrew text reveals a more balanced and historically grounded understanding of biblical authority. It challenges theological constructs based on mistranslation and opens space for respectful interfaith dialogue rooted from Torah textual accuracy. I hope this episode enlightened your awareness beyond misinterpretations from Torah divine text. Until next episode, keep questioning everything you think you know.